Facebook is getting serious about getting into the news business with a new slate of commissioned TV shows that will play on the Watch tab in the news feed on your mobile phone. Now, the shows debut Monday, July 16th, and my question is, do you really, really want to watch news on Facebook beyond the breaking news and viral clips from your local broadcasters? My answer would be no, but I could be persuaded differently. Let's chat about it on today's Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. So why? Obviously, Facebook has been suffering the aftermath of the fake news crisis since 2016, when Russian interests showed how easy it was to manipulate opinion with outright phony stories on the social network. Facebook has been trying to clean up its act ever since, and this is yet another big push, but I'm sorry, I just don't see how getting both CNN and Fox News anchors on Facebook dilutes the conspiracy videos and stories that still show up in the news feed with too much regularity. Now, before talking about news as part of the Facebook experience, let's look at just what Facebook has in store. Bloomberg is going behind the headlines in At What Cost? BuzzFeed News' Profile is a weekly interview show hosted by NPR's Audie Cornish, and she will be interviewing a different newsmaker every week. The War Within from McClatchy is a documentary series that will interview veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. ABC News is going on location with a daily news show. Anderson Cooper from CNN is bringing a daily social news update. Fox News will also offer news updates. And this is the one that I think sounds the best of all of them. Real America with Jorge Ramos features the journalist from Univision traveling the country to talk to immigrants and get their story, which we really don't hear enough of. Now, okay, so overall, kind of interesting for television. For the social network, no thanks. When I get my daily alerts about a new edition of the Wendy Williams Show for Watch, sorry, Wendy, I'm not interested. Ditto for the Young Turks and anything else that shows up. I just don't see the social network as a place to see the news. If I want to show off photos, get curated news from my friends, or inspiration from their photography, I'll look in the social feed. Other people like to watch viral clips of cats doing funny things and babies and all sorts of other things, which is fine. If I feel the need to watch serious television on my phone, well, I'm a subscriber to YouTube TV and very happy that I can watch my shows on the TV, tablet, or phone anywhere. Those are the shows that I like. I'm getting as excited about seeing Anderson Cooper do an offshoot show for Facebook as I am about getting yet another notification of a live broadcast from one of my friends on Facebook. Facebook Live. Remember that? It was going to be big. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Tell me your thoughts about watching the news on Facebook. Look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple Podcasts. Please favorite Talking Tech on Stitcher. Please walk up to Alexa sometime and say, Alexa, play USA Today Talking Tech podcast, and you'll get to hear this show through your Echo speaker. Thanks for listening, everyone.